now on the continuous call team, the Sunday Carve-Up.
So I'll tell you the problem with Big Man. Yeah. Is when you're telling a story, he picks up the first thing that he recognises and then he starts to think of his own joke. Yeah. So he doesn't listen to the end of what
he's trying to think of what he's going
to
respond.
He's trying to think of something that's funny and he misses the whole rest of
the story. You know what we've
been
saying for the last 20-odd years? You don't listen.
I wasn't listening.
That was the end of the story.
But that's the whole story.
Where's the punchline?
Just a question when you're asking about the endoscopy, colonoscopy. Yeah. Do you actually get yourself knocked out?
Yeah, I get knocked out.
Do you?
Yeah, why?
Well,
you don't.
No, I'm...
For a colonoscopy, you're awake.
Yeah.
You are not.
Really?
Oh, you're going... You've just
no
got
way.
Can you just get the bottom half numb? Because that's what happened.
What
well, that's what happened to
what
me when I
had... What, are you going to have an epidural or something?
Well, he gets. I bet he gets knocked out when you get
the. No, you bite on.
What do you bite on?
I don't know what.
On a pen.
Thanks, Bob, for saving me.
What about when you're having the colonoscopy?
In preparation for Buzz coming in for the entire program for that program before Origin on the Saturday.
You know what you should do that with
Billy Ruffield.
Turn the air conditioning up high so he starts sweating again.
Listen,
do you know what's happened? I've found out. You know he sweats profusely on 360.
Yeah.
Well, there's some sort of austerity drive over there at Fox. And what they've done, they've actually turned the air off. I think Steve Crawley's issued an edict that all the air conditioning is turned off in the studio.
To help the bottom line.
Right, you know what they could do with that 360 program to save more money, apart from turning the air conditioning off? They could turn the lights off.
Well, yeah, you don't need to see them, do you?
No, exactly. Just do the...
like a podcast.
Just do an audio show.
I'll tell you what happened. Look, I was in the window seat. A lady comes in. I thought, oh, well, you know, that's fine.
She that's good of you. Yeah,
the lady
sat in E, and she had a dog with her. They come out, and they've got a little towel type thing they put on 3F where I was. Right.
Well, because you're old.
Oh, can you just shut up with the thing? So this is on the seat where I was. So anyway, it was in my window seat.
You know why the dog got the window seat?
Why?
Because when you're driving, they like to put their head out the window.
I always in the air. So
anyway,
so
he would lose his head.
So it would have been a bit of a problem if we ran out of oxygen.
You know what Erin reminds me of? She reminds me of a lyrebird. Elegant, you know, able to impersonate people. Backstabber.
So what happened to your coaching career if you were so good? Why are you doing this now?
You know why? I'll tell you exactly why.
Yeah, why?
Money.
Gus offered him a job as a runner. He said, oh, that's a bit hard.
that's a bit harsh. Yeah.
He said, do we get a golf cart?
Yeah.
Here they go, kicking from inside his own 40 was Adam Reynolds, looking for a 40-20 on off. Aluma does very well, takes the ball above his own head.
It was actually Rob Jennings. If Nofaluma's there, I think it goes over his head.
You're a give up, aren't you? You could have gone with me.
No, well...
Our listeners can't see if it was Nofaluma or Jennings. You've given me up.
Ball comes back now to Smith. Smith offloads the ball. This is, of course, Chris Smith. So we've got three Smiths in the game. Chris Smith, Cameron Smith, Brandon Smith. And, of course, we've got Remus Smith. That's right, four of them. Opportunity here for the Melbourne Storm to add to the total as Jesse Smith works the ball down the centre.
It's not Jesse Smith.
Oh, as soon as I said it, I said it's becoming a Smithathon.
Mark, just a question.
What's going on?
Are we on air?
Yeah, we're still on air.
Yeah. Any idea where David's just gone?
just wandered off.
He just walked off, did he?
He's not going to go and sit in the toilet and watch the Dragons game, is he?
Maybe. He's got his phone in there.
Hang on, let's just try something for a minute. Jeez, Davey, look at that big crowd over on the hill. No, he's not there.
He's not there.
Breaking news. Yes. David's back.
Hey!
Good day,
Davey. Davey, what about the big crowd in Wollongong? It doesn't look fantastic.
It does. It looks fantastic.
Sorry, Davey.